Hi, this is Cameron, and welcome to my radio show.
And we're going to be talking about recent news. A cyclone struck close to midnight on Tuesday in northwestern parts of West Bengal and Bihar states, uprooting trees and snapping telephone and electricity lines. West Bengal Civil Defense Minister Shrub Kumar Mukherjee said hundreds of people were injured and many thousands left homeless. In Beijing, about 400 people were killed Wednesday when a devastating earthquake jolted northwest China, Kuala Province, bringing down buildings like a pack of cards and leaving thousands bloodied and shaken. The 7.1 magnitude quake struck the Yeshou Prefecture at 7.49 a.m. at a depth of 33 km. 18 aftershocks quickly followed, caused widespread destruction. About 400 people have died and many are buried under tons of debris in Jianggu town near the epicenter of Yeshou. Exxonmobil quoted local official Hang Yu Liman as saying, "The strong quake toppled houses, temples, gas stations, and electric poles, triggered landslides, damaged roads, cut power supplies, and disrupted telecommunications. A riser cracked and workers frequently tried to prevent the outflow of water." Jinghao Town was a population of about 100,000, and they were all in shock. About 700 soldiers tried desperately to clear away the rubble and rescue the buried people, while over 5,000 additional rescuers, including soldiers and medical workers, have been dispatched to the quake-hit region.
Those walls I built, well, baby, they're tumbling down, and they didn't even put up a fight, they didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. I can feel your halo. Pray it won't.
A 17-year-old Bartlett High School student was arrested Tuesday morning by Anchorage police after he was found with a gun at school. Police identified 17-year-old girl in a park. The mother of the teenager girl found dead at East Anchorage ball field this week says she last saw her daughter alive downtown a few weeks ago, and she doesn't know how the girl ended up in Russian Jack Springs Park. Body of a man found at Molcari Stadium. A baseball team executive found a man's body in a dugout at Molcari Stadium on Tuesday afternoon. The second body to turn up at an Anchorage ball field over a 24-hour period, according to police. An Idaho man on his way to catch a flight home was killed Tuesday morning after being ejected from a vehicle near Indian along the Seward Highway, according to the Alaska State Troopers. A 71-year-old man, Kenai man, who used dead men's identities to illegally collect permanent fund dividends and to get fraudulent documents, was sentenced Friday to 4 years in prison, according to the U.S. attorney.
Distance to make a difference has let me save into your hands in this life. Everything's been happening, the moment of my eyes.
wooden man called them early this month to get help for a partially naked woman he saw in the snow. What he didn't tell detectives was that he had gotten the homeless woman drunk, raped her, and dumped her unconscious body in the snow himself, according to the police. An elementary school in Washington State was evacuated twice Thursday because of a sickening smell that sent 11 students to the hospital and forced educators to cancel classes Friday. A Wisconsin man was charged Thursday with killing his pregnant wife, infant son, and two nieces in a shooting spree at a Chicago home. Also left his mother and nephew wounded, authorities said. A Detroit area father who fatally shot his 15-year-old son after the teen admitted of molesting a 3-year-old girl has been sentenced to 35 to 80 years of prison. A Palmer landmark went missing Tuesday afternoon. A large statue of the Virgin Mary was gone from the 6-foot-tall rock grotto outside St. Michael's Catholic Church on Fireweed Avenue, where it has stood for more than 40 years. Handcuffed man tries to attempt to steal patrol cruiser. Police said a handcuffed 29-year-old man wormed his way into the front seat of a state cruiser in Fairbanks and tried to escape arrest, but a state trooper managed to stop him.
With my thumb in the wind, the leaves on the ground, winter's coming again. Solid on the surfaces, I crumble within. But legends are made out of vulnerable men. So on the brink of death, I still manage living life. Cause so rarely in this world are these chances given twice. I indeed sold my soul without glancing at the price. No instructions when I was handed this device. But with what I did get, I was more than generous. Put others over self on several instances. But I'm back on my feet without a hint of bitterness. And one way or another, I shall have deliverance. So I say,
I've been traveling for some time.
Call a time people loved you unconditionally. Toast in the new south, this one is for history. Then I slipped, fell, and caused the numbers injury. Called the same people and it's, yo, you just missed me. This the formula, damn it, Bubba, you had it. Why'd you have to keep it polo and New Balance? Then they start to question whether you a true talent or just a redneck substance abuse addict. So then you hide away just to try to find your way. And now they're back to calling you 200 times a day. I want all y'all to know, good or bad, I'll remember it. At 10 million sold in the name of my deliverance.
I've been traveling. I gotta hide away.
atone for the pain you've endured. The blood you shed is still staining your velour. You took your wealth and knowledge and gave it to the poor, only to discover that your savior is manure. Accepting me as kin, put before your younger brother. They put a lie on us, hardly knowing one another. I honestly can say that over time I've come to love you. Now we are brothers and together none can touch us. It haunts me with regret I never met your baby girl. She's an angel on your shoulder helping us to save the world. This musical marriage is no coincidence. On my mama tell me, baby, we shall have deliverance. So we say,
I've been traveling.
An 11-year-old who was pulled underwater while swimming in a Northern Territory creek last year was killed by a crocodile. The coroner confirmed Friday, urging residents to be more aware of the dangers. Police in Guatemala say a 13-year-old boy was confessed to shooting a woman to death for a payment of about $1,250. German authorities have halted flights to 11 of the nation's 16 international airports, including Frankfurt and Dusseldorf, as an ash cloud from Iceland's erupting volcano moves over Germany. Rescuers probed the rubble for sounds or movement Friday in a rush to find anyone buried alive, more than 48 hours after an earthquake hit western China, killing at least 791 people. Many survivors shivered through a second night outdoors as they waited for tents to arrive in the remote, in the Tibetan area.
What? die. And you can't get another try. Something inside this heart has died. You're in ruins.
A massive 40 by 60 foot sinkhole opened up Thursday evening beneath a street in Richmond that took out a section of road as well as a nearby parked car. A hotel guest in La Vista, Nebraska awoke a strange and slithering sight sitting in her toilet, a 3-foot ball python. The woman spotted the snake before sitting down. With some help from the Nebraska Human Society, she got the snake into a pillowcase, reported Omaha TV station KETVU. Officials with the Nebraska Human Society estimated the python found Thursday morning at the Hampton Inn was about 3 years old. They said pythons were typically found in the wild, so it's likely the python was a pet. They added that pythons don't like water, especially cold. They said, based on that fact, the python may have escaped within the hotel and would have slithered through pipes. A caregiver within the Nebraska Human Society said that they will wait 5 days for the owner to come forward before they put it up for adoption. A spokesperson from Hampton Inn and Suites said the company is investigating where the snake came from. The hotel says it has no pet policy. A 39-year-old Bradford country woman who authorities by saying her 12-year-old son to miss 119 of the past 140 days was arrested on Wednesday. The sheriff's office said Brenda Lee Jerkins' son had attended only 19 days of school during the 182-day academic year. Jerkins charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, then released on her own, recognized with the stipulation that she guarantees her son will start attending school.
We said goodbye, tried a hand at magic. We couldn't make us disappear. Not a day goes by I don't wish I had you. So in a way I'm glad you're still here. It's a bittersweet victory, loving the ghost in front of me. I wrote wrote a couple of notes, one in love, one in anger. They're lying there dying in a dresser drawer. Lived louder than my voice, struggled through a stranger. He loved me till I loved you even more. It's a bittersweet when someone else wanted me. Now I can't cry, I can't run, can't hide. But I couldn't hear it, as if your words were my tears. Flowing freely, warm and quiet, from the edges of my eyes and my ears. Then all that disappeared.
That's all for today, folks. Thank you for listening to my radio show.